Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. And during the season of giving, we're going to be talking about one organization in town that is, they're experts at both taking gifts and making and giving themselves. We're talking right now with Jim Vivian. He's the executive director of the Keweenaw Community Foundation. Jim, welcome to Copper Country Today.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I always enjoy whenever I have a chance to come down and visit you folks over there in Hancock. It doesn't always seem like there's a lot of activity that you see going on in the office itself, but I know it's a busy place. What goes on there?
Well, I tell you, Rick, sometimes it's more activity than time we have to do it. The Keweenaw Community Foundation inspires giving that invests in our community's way of life. And with that, we have a broad reach through our community. Our community is defined by a geographical area of Houghton and Keweenaw County. So basically it's organizations throughout both counties. So we cover arts and culture and humanities, education and instruction, the environment, animal-related, health-related, protective services. We cover a lot of organizations in our community. With that, we manage endowments. Endowments are funded by donors and in our community and outside of our community that help support these organizations.
Now, how do you choose what gets supported? Is there a lot of control that takes place at the foundation itself, or is that directed by the people that set them up?
That's directed by the people that set them up. What makes an endowment successful is the passion of the donors.
All right. How much volume do you handle in a given year that goes to giving?
We have over 90... endowments at the Keweenaw Community Foundation. With that, we manage about $7 million in assets, and with that, our spending policy dictates that each endowment receives 5% of the invested income. So with that, we give back about between $200,000 and $300,000 in a given year.
Now, part of your logo and your branding is For Good Forever. What does that mean?
For Good Forever. For Good and Forever is the endowment. When you make a donation, that money is there for good and forever. There are a few exceptions. We do have some pass-throughs where there's an immediate need that has been identified by a community member, by the foundation, that needs addressing now. And with that, we obtain funding to address an immediate need that goes directly back into the community to support that need. A recent one that we've established is Alive Inside. We had a lady that came in and presented the need. The need is with our assisted living, there are patients that are in a different environment. It's not always a happy environment for people that are in there. And people have found that they're over-medicated, and it just, how do you say it? It's a cycle that hasn't changed in years. With Alive Inside, it was discovered that music helps soothe the soul. It helps bring happiness back into an unhappy situation. The Alive Inside Music and Memory Program helps identify the music that an individual is familiar with, that they grew up with, that's special to them. It might be music from high school might be an opera, might be whatever it is. We find out, or the program finds out what it is. We have iPod shuffles, headphones, find the music, put it in the program, the iPods, and you would can't imagine the change. Somebody sitting in a chair, looking out the window, lost in their memories, turns, you know, put the music on, they turn around, they smile, they're happy, and it brightens up a room. It's amazing. It you can't believe the change that happens when you bring that music back to them.
So when an endowment is created, it's usually initiated by somebody coming to you with something on their heart and mind to help an organization. With usually, what it's a non-profit or not-for-profit organization on the other end. Usually, so does it begin then with one person's large donation, or does it can be in a smaller amount? Some way to sort of get it going, and then what happens after that?
The endowments are started in a number of ways. One lump sum, a huge donation, is one way of starting, or through Use the Alive Inside as an example. It was established initially with $1,000. It was immediately a success. It was quickly funded with another $5,000, and with that, we would look at establishing another or an endowment, being that that's a pass-through. Now let's start talking about an endowment. Is it something that is a one-time deal, or do we fund it forever? So that's one example. Someone has a passion or has identified a need, can come to us and say, you know, we've identified this need. What can we do to establish it, to resolve or help support this need? And then we'll sit down and, you know, educate us. You know, what is the need? Who does it serve? And we'll work with those individuals to determine how to establish an endowment.
After the endowment is now established, what does the foundation do as far as taking the message of the endowment to, you know, possible donors in order to raise more money for it?
The message is those are shared with having a conversation with you and sharing it on the radio. It's our press releases. It's shots on TV. It's our website. It's social media. It's Facebook. It's Twitter. It's getting those messages out there. We're in the process of revamping our website and our social media and marketing committee. And with that, we're asking all of our partners to share their stories, share their pictures. And it's getting that those stories out there. You know, what does the Copper Country Suzuki Association do? There's a lot of organizations that we're involved in, and you know, we have to share their stories. One that I'm working on right now is with the Calumet Art Center. I've heard about it, but I don't know about it. And it's we're gathering information, we're getting their story, we're getting their pictures, and we're going to broadcast them as far and as far as we can, and as many places as we can. So there's 90 different organizations, more than 90, and we need their help to help promote them.
Now, from the other end, that wonderful day when you're at the office just going about your business and somebody walks in and says, I've got a large amount of money and I'm looking to donate it to someplace. Do you sit down with somebody like that and go over different ways that they could, you know, use that money?
I've never had a conversation where someone says, I have X amount of dollars. You know, how can I support the community? I've had people come in the office and say, you know, I'm 70 years old and I've just realized that I have more money than, you know, I'm not going to spend it in my lifetime. I have some organizations that we would like to support. You know, how do we do that? So with that, we would sit down with them and explain to them what the Kiwanis Community Foundation is, For Good Forever. And we would sit down with them and their attorneys and accountants and make sure that that their wishes are met, mm-hmm. and work with the professionals to ensure that their wishes are met.
Does the Keweenaw Community Foundation do any sort of direct fundraising, whether it's through a banquet or some sort of drive?
Yes, we do. We have the Keweenaw Gold. The Keweenaw Gold is, I believe it's the third week in March this year. And it's a fundraiser that we recognize, and also a recognition banquet where we recognize organizations and people that have benefited our community, and also help raise funds to support our organization to keep our doors open.
So is the money raised that, you know, is it like per plate or by tickets?
Oh, we do sponsorships. We do tickets. We do. We have a little auction. Last year we implemented tiles. So the Keweenaw Gold is an event that is involved with Houghton and Keweenaw counties. And you look at where these communities started. It started back in the 1840s, 1850s, with the discovery of copper and the beginning of the copper mining up here. There was an individual that got off the boat in 1852, and was hired by the Copper Falls mine just above Eagle Harbor. And he went to work at the Copper Falls mine, then he went to the Clark mine up in Copper Harbor, then the Phoenix mine, then the Menard mine. In his career, he worked in over a dozen mines. And so basically he had 50 years in our community. And not only was he a successful miner, he also helped establish utilities in our communities, rail transportation, banking. He was involved in a lot of things. And when you look at, you know, what that individual did, and then you look at the people in our community, and there's still a lot of people that are making major contributions in just their everyday life and just sitting on the boards of the different organizations we're involved in, Little Brothers, Habitat for Humanity. All of those people that are supporting all of these organizations are having a major impact that helps build our community, helps support our community. So with the Keweenaw Gold, we started auctioning off tiles. So these tiles are following the career of this individual, and the last year's tiles came from the Copper Falls mine, and it's a kind of a spectacular rock. It was a brecciated crystalline datolite, and I took the rock and sliced it into tiles, and put a polished surface on it, and they're just a beautiful presentation piece. And we put them on the table, and we let everybody know that the tiles are available, and that they can make a contribution to the Keweenaw Community Foundation in exchange for one of the tiles. Turns out I didn't make enough tiles. They were all gone. I had to make more tiles to for people that didn't get one. So this year, I obtained some rock from the Clark Mine in Copper Harbor, and can do the same thing.
And this time, hopefully, have enough.
Hopefully, I'll have enough.
Or not. Hopefully, you sell out again. Have to make more. Either way you look at it, it's pretty good.
So every year we'll be getting a new tile from a mine following his career from Houghton, Keweenaw, and Ontonagon counties.
You mentioned something a moment ago that, you know, about the people that are in this community that are involved on leadership boards for the different organizations, and reminded me of something else that the Keweenaw Community Foundation does, and that's preparing people for, in the future, preparing young people to be those leaders coming up in the Youth Advisory Council, and that's an important part of what you do as well.
What a wonderful group that is. It's surprising, it's amazing, the impact that these students have. The Youth Advisory Council was established with a grant from the Kellogg Foundation 20 years ago, over 20 years ago. And the intent is to get youth involved in philanthropy, in community service, and help identify the needs of the youth in the community. And they do a spectacular job, a wonderful job. Every 2 or 3 years, they do a youth survey that they put through all the schools, and they ask, you know, what are the needs? And the questions are specific, and the answers that come back are surprising. So having the youth identify the needs of the youth is a great way of doing it. A few years past my youth, and I'm not involved with it anymore. So having, you know, the individuals that are involved with and are living the needs, identify what they are. So the Youth Advisory Council are made up of students from all of our school districts. I know we don't have students from all of our schools, but We want students from all of our schools. It's just so.
It's not limited to any particular school. It's not just limited, Houghton and Hancock, and you do have a nice collection there. And with the survey, and they use the survey to identify the needs, and then that leads to be able to identify projects that can be applied for, so that it can be funded to be able to answer some of those needs.
Correct. So, with the granting this year, the total amount will be roughly $30,000. There is a granting cycle in the spring and the fall. We've already processed the fall grants, most of them, and again, we'll be doing the granting again in the spring. So the youth, the survey identified the needs. The granting identifies what projects will be funded. So if you're interested in applying for the YAC grants, go to our website at the Keweenaw Community Foundation, look into the Youth Advisory Council, and you will see the need study. And a lot of the weight of the grants is how the how the needs are addressed with your proposal. So there's an application you can pull up. There's a presentation that you can do with the in front of the youth, and they just do a marvelous job on identifying what the needs are and funding those needs.
And they're doing other work too that it's really, you know, really amazing and beneficial to the community. Right now they've got a drive going on to collect books and new pajamas, and there's books all over town. What's behind this? What's the goal for this fundraiser?
Well, this is another project that was identified by the Youth Advisory Council. It's one of the areas that was identified in the survey was after-school activities. And one of the areas that they want to support or help fill that need is with books. So we have a book drive called a bedtime story drive. It's we're looking for books and pajamas for students between 5 and 17 years old. We have drop-off locations at the Kiwanis Community Foundation, the Sumi Restaurant, the Century 21 offices in Houghton, is it Berga? No, Houghton Launce in Calumet. The Judula Center and Northwoods Books in Hancock. And did I say the Sumi Restaurant?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes,
but you can donate there twice if you want.
Yes, you can. So, yeah, Rick, you brought up earlier that you can also, you know, drop off a check and say, hey, please buy us some pajamas and books. I thought that was a wonderful idea. Thank you for sharing that. I didn't think about it.
Well, you know, there are plenty of books at my house. I don't know if my daughter's ready to give up any of them, but you also want the pajamas to be new.
Yes.
And, you know, I'd have a hard time picking out pajamas or even picking out children's books. So maybe, you know, if I didn't have time or if a person didn't have, you know, really the time or the know-how, but they still wanted to do something about this and they thought this is really, you know, a really great thing to be a part of. Well, I'd imagine someone at the Keweenaw Community Foundation could take a few minutes out of their day and go to the store, so you can just, you know, go to there and drop off the money and say, I want this to go to this book drive, this book and pajama drive, and be able to fund that through it that way.
I think it's a great idea, and I'd probably take the students with me.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be a very enjoyable way to spend a couple hours during the day.
But you want to do this quick because your drive's almost up, because you wanted this done before the holidays, and the kids are going to be out of school here in a couple of weeks. So you have until when to be able to drop stuff off?
December 18th. Mm-hmm. Then we'll pick up the books and help distribute them through the 31 Backpacks.
So, 31 Backpacks, another great organization doing a lot of good work here, helping out a lot of, you know, kids who could really benefit from that. So it's a good organization to partner with.
Very good. So they're doing a lot of great things.
Now, with 2015 winding down, what's ahead for 2016?
2016.
It's almost here.
It's almost here. One of the first things I started, we started when I became the executive director, is our strategic plan. So we've identified what our goals and objectives are for the next 3 years, with the first year being the transition year. So it wasn't an easy task. It was hard to determine between the needs and the wants of the community. And one area that we've identified as a definite need is a determinant study. You know, we have studies that have, for economic development, for health, but from an overall community standpoint, how do you tie it all together? There hasn't been a study that encompasses the whole community. And it's not a small task. It's it would be a minimum of a year, probably a two-year study that would take into account all aspects of our community.
And the needs of people in Hancock are different than those in Copper Harbor.
Are different from those from Toivola to Chassel. So it's finding out what those needs are. And depending on who you talk to, their needs are different. So how do you, so to bring all those ideas, those needs, and it needs a serious study. And that's one area that we've been collaborating with the Portage Health Foundation, is to identify how to do this. They've been looking into it far longer than I have, and it's in the process.
All right. Well, I want to remind everybody that 2015 is coming to a close. So if you're looking at, you know, perhaps qualifying for a little bit of break on your taxes, you want to do that through philanthropy, well, just talk to Jim over at the Keweenaw Community Foundation. He may be able to talk to you about some options to do that. It depends on the type of donation you may have and where it's going to go. You'll have all the answers to that. Jim, I want to thank you so much for coming on today's program.
Great. Thank you very much.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.